Well, I'm actually in Boston today because today's my mother's 85th birthday. So I was pushing her in her wheelchair along the Rose Fitzgerald Greenway, which she has never seen. So when my phone, which was in my pocket, started buzzing off the hook, and I picked it up at a little after 10 and realized this is what was happening.
And what was your reaction when you first read the text or the message that you got?
I'm relieved. I'm so grateful to the thousands of people across this country and the many, many, many Vermonters who've worked so hard for this day for so long. And, you know, for my best friends, Beth Robinson and Mary Bonato, who are truly heroes in this movement.
These are the two women who co-argued the Vermont Supreme Court case with you.
Yes.
This ruling today by the U.S. Supreme Court overturned gay marriage bans in several states. It also requires that same-sex marriages be recognized by all states. What does it mean, though, for a state like Vermont, where gay marriage has already been legal for many years?
We have been lucky in Vermont that we have had full marriage equality for several years now. But whenever Vermonters travel to other states, they take some legal chances because they may travel through states that don't yet recognize their legal relationships. So this will make it easy for folks to go wherever they want to go in this country and not have to worry about whether their relationship and their family will be recognized.
Susan Murray, when you argued the Vermont Supreme Court case that led to civil unions, did you think that 16 years later, a mere blip in American history, that same-sex marriage would be legal nationwide?
So to be clear, it was my now former law partner, now Justice of the Vermont Supreme Court, Beth Robinson, who actually argued the case at the Supreme Court that day in November of 1997. We actually laughed because one of the things I used to say to people back then was I'd say 50 years from now, everybody will have full marriage equality and everybody will wonder what the big hullabaloo was all about. And I got a text from Beth this morning when the decision came down and she said, well, we were both really wrong about how long it was going to take in a good way.
The case I mentioned a second ago, Baker versus Vermont, was a landmark in its own right, even though it only affected the state of Vermont. But can you trace the arguments you were making back then to the decision that came out of Washington today?
From what I understand, yes, the arguments that we were making are exactly the same arguments that Mary Bonato made in front of the U.S. Supreme Court a couple of months ago, and that the justices recognized that gay and lesbian couples should be entitled to all of the benefits and all of the burdens and all of the responsibilities of full marriage equality, and that it is a violation of the basic equal protections that are guaranteed in our Constitution to deny those rights to same-sex couples.
Finally, Susan, I want to talk about what's down the road for the LGBTQ movement after marriage. In his dissent today, Chief Justice John Roberts said this decision by a court rather than by individual state legislatures will, quote, cast a cloud over same-sex marriage, making a dramatic social change that much more difficult to accept, end quote. Do you worry this decision could hamstring gay rights down the road?
Not at all. What we've seen is a dramatic improvement in the polling numbers, that the vast majority of Americans now think that gay marriage is no big deal, that marriage equality is no big deal. And I would be very surprised if there's any kind of major backlash. I think it's going to become a non-issue, and that younger folks who have grown up knowing gay and lesbian neighbors and friends and coworkers and family members are going to really look back and say, what was the big deal? Why were people so afraid of this? The sun was still rising in the morning and setting in the evening.
Susan Murray is a Vermont attorney and a gay rights legal activist. We've been talking about today's U.S. Supreme Court decision legalizing gay marriage in all 50 states. Counselor, thanks for making the time.
Thank you.